This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Government public hearings can sometimes be blah, perfunctory matters that few people pay attention to. That's not the case with a hearing yesterday by Alabama's Public Service Commission. The panel's reviewing the rate structure that determines what Alabama Power charges its customers. It's part of a series of hearings on utility rates, an issue that's become very contentious. AL.com and Birmingham News columnist John Archibald sat through yesterday's meeting and joins us now, as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
So let's start with a little background. You know, what are these hearings about?
Well, I mean, ultimately, they're to determine what Alabama Power can charge its customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. They've had these informal kind of hearings for 30 years to kind of maintain rate stability, and that's the Public Service Commission is charged with setting those rates.
Well, I said that this has become a contentious process. Who are the various sides that are knocking heads?
Well, there are a lot of sides in this thing. Ultimately, the sides are Alabama Power and the Public Service Commission, which is hearing this. Of course, a number of environmental groups have stepped up as interveners to discuss it, and so have the AARP and the Tea Party AARP, I can't remember its name, Generations America, the coal industry, a number of other people have said, hey, we have a stake in this, and they're allowed to talk.
So you've got lots of players involved. What did you see at yesterday's hearing? What jumped out at you?
Well, you know, these things have a tendency to be sideshows because, you know, Alabama Power brings a lot of oomph to the state, and they bring a lot of people along with them. So does the coal industry and others. And so you get a lot of people that really seem to be sort of involved, whether they're really involved or not. And sometimes it can be hard to find the real crux of the meeting and all the weeds.
Well, let's try to, you know, sift through those weeds, so to speak, because you have, you know, accusations of recklessness by environmental liberals. You have Alabama Power saying that, yes, their rates are the second highest in the U.S., but they say that's misleading. I mean, what do we know about the rates that Alabamians are paying for power?
Well, it can get fairly complicated, but as testimony said yesterday, the return on equity is what they base the power rates on, which is a technical thing we don't have time to talk about right now. But nationally, that averages about 10% for Alabama Power. It's 13 to 14%. It's much higher than the rest. Ultimately, bottom line, that means residential customers in Alabama pay higher than average rates. Commercial customers in Alabama pay in the middle of the road, and industrial customers pay pretty low rates, and that's the way we're set up.
Well, there was a lot of discussion just about the hearing format itself. You know, explain what that was about.
Well, I mean, over the course of this entire year, we've had real serious fights that have really leaked into the hearings about whether they should be formal processes in which people give sworn testimony, in which there's a record that people can go back and use in court and that sort of thing, or whether we have informal process where people just talk and come to the table. And we elected, or the Public Service Commission elected, that we would go the informal route. Well, so that's what we're doing.
Well, utility backers have pointed out that this type of informal hearing was held earlier this year for Mobile Gas. You know, after that, the commission revised the rate structure there, resulting in lower bills for those customers. I mean, doesn't that say the process works? We don't need those more official hearings?
Well, I mean, that is certainly the argument. Mobile, and yes, I think the Public Service Commission does get some credit for lowering that a little bit. Mobile Gas did bring some of that to the table, and Mobile Gas is significantly smaller and less influential than Alabama Power, so we'll see what happens next.
Well, from yesterday's hearing, you know, what's your sense? What do you expect to come out of this meeting on Alabama Power rates?
I mean, what my gut tells me is that ultimately they will lower the return on equity slightly. I mean, it is much larger than most people, but they may give them the ability to make that up in a different area. How it will affect customers, I think it'll be negligible.
Well, I also want to touch on this morning, when it comes to easy targets, lawyers certainly are one, politicians, journalists, but librarians, not usually. Well, John, you write about the Birmingham Library Board this week. You know, so what's your beef with the library? You don't have some outstanding overdue fines that you're trying to get back
I hope
at?
Not. Well, you know, I felt bad about that at first. I really did because, you know, I've looked at a lot of boards and agencies and needed to look at them. And it turns out that, you know, there's a wide amount of spending on travel for the library board, but a real cut in sort of continuing education for librarians. And while I felt guilty as I started, I've been just amazed and overwhelmed at the sheer volume and universal nature of the response from librarians who are really have been supportive and feel like the library board needs some attention.
Well, the library has had its budget cut through the recession, but do you think it was disingenuous for the library, for the board to, you know, ask for money from the public while the board was spending $71,000 on travel?
Well, sure it is. And it sends, I mean, technically speaking, it's not going to be the same pot of money. I mean, they're going to ask for money for book buying and that sort of thing, and they're going to get money for travel from copying expenses, from other things they generate in-house. So it's not the same pool of money, but it is the message that we're desperate, we need help. Oh, by the way, 5 of us are going to go to San Francisco to spend $30,000.
John Archibald is a columnist for AL.com and the Birmingham News. You can read his thoughts each Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and online at any time. John, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.